I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers remain a target as U.S.-Iran tensions escalate. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says,
when Iran's relationship with the West is strained, the Iranian Christian persecutions also ramp up. In light of this latest news, one can expect a major crackdown on Christian and other minorities living in Iran.
U.S. President Trump tweeted warnings about further attacks while Congress took steps to block military action. Over the weekend, Iraq voted to expel U.S. troops, and Iran pulled back from the 2015 nuclear agreement. Ansari says things won't calm down anytime soon. Would you join us in praying?
The Iranian Islamic leaders are seeking ways to retaliate on hard or soft American targets globally. This development would escalate the tension between the two countries.
And there are more than 6.9 billion Christians worldwide. What if they could harness technology to join in small group fellowship? Sammy Tippett Ministries is working to make that a reality. The program's based on WhatsApp, a free messaging, video, and voice application, says founder Sammy Tippett.
This enables us to cross borders. It enables us to cross language barriers. And so the barriers that keep us from helping others to grow in Christ are broken down through these small groups by using technology.
These virtual groups are intended for believers separated by distance and to supplement traditional weekly in-person gatherings. The project's sign-up and kickoff in mid-January is quickly approaching. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.